Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship with Divine Healings, and it'll be a wonderful event. We'll also talk about the session that we're having tomorrow, which is Sunday. It's an 8-hour special Lightship healing session, and we're going to be releasing from people these extraterrestrial critters that inhabit our bodies that are brought here by the extraterrestrials. Unfortunately, they're invisible. And this causes a lot of problems in our body, itches in our head, physical pain. There's dozens of these things that the ETs brought to us here, unfortunately, on this planet. And this is one of our sessions to get them out of us. So we're doing this session tomorrow and also one the following week. Last weekend, we did a 17-hour marathon, and people just had wonderful healings. Can't go on to tell you how it really was, but I can just give you a couple of just brief synopsises here. One lady said that she felt like her lungs were not positioned in her body properly, and that was the fact that she actually saw an octopus energy. Remember, these are invisible life forms, actually leave her, and that energy was wrapped around her lungs and her rib cage, and once they left, she could actually breathe better. Other people commented very similarly about having their backs kind of straighten up as these energies left. Another person mentioned that they had a problem with their arm, and the arm always ached. And when we did some releasing of that, some of these were like the energies of the smaller caterpillar energies that are here by the dark side, that their joints were much more fluid and they could move easier. So there's a lot that happens during these calls. And we are on the Lightship for a total of 8 hours. We'll be starting tomorrow, Pacific Standard Time at 10 o'clock and ending at 6 p.m. So if you're interested, do come on. I hope everybody listening would be interested because these things are in everybody who lives on the Earth planet here. These are extraterrestrial life forms that have been in us, that get activated through time in our DNA. They've been with us for all of our lifetimes, and now it's the way we can get them out of our body so we can actually live better. So it's quite a session, and a lot of stuff gets removed, including extraterrestrial implants. So if you've ever been abducted, this may help you to get rid of these implants out of your body, too. The Lightship's going to be doing a lot of work with us here. And this show is where spirituality, the creation energy, meets the pavement, and we're here to help people to get you more into your body. The whole process here is to get more of your spirit energy inside of you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And this takes away shapeshifters out of your physical body. Remember, these life forms can be any size. They can be gigantic. Some of the octopus tentacles can be 20 foot in length in you, wrapping around your intestines, your bladder. Just think of a person who has a bladder problem, who has to urinate every night, every hour or two. Well, this octopus energy could be just around your bladder, constricting it, making you want to go to the restroom. So once you get these things released from you, you live a much better life. Along with that, we release like maggots out of your skull, out of your head. Remember, there's a lot of different sayings from the past, you know, like, you know, what's under my thumb. That's a song by, you know, the Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. That's kind of interesting. You know, like you have cobwebs in your brain. Well, that's true. You have spiders in there, okay? And there's many other little sayings like this here. I'll turn it over to Sylvia here, see if she's online, and she can maybe take over from here. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I sure am, and welcome, everyone.
Sound a little bit low on the volume on my end. I don't know if you are or not, but you do sound low.
Okay, yeah, we are on separate lines, so we might not be able to hear each other very well.
Okay,
but
great.
If some of our listeners that are on the fast chat could type in and just let us know whether you're able to hear both of us okay, then we can kind of let Don know if there's a problem with the sound. So anyway, what would you like to do for tonight to get started, Ron?
Well, let's do a little release for people so they can kind of understand what we're talking about. We're going to do some maggots in your skull, in your brain, in your top of your head. So the question is, how many out there have had their head kind of itching throughout their lifetime? Well, that's these things crawling around in you. and on you, in you, through you. And normally when they do this with the head area, it kind of numbs out your consciousness, so you can't think too clearly. So we're going to first take out some maggots here. This is what I call them. This is what they look like, little maggots. There's thousands of these things that can get released here. If you've been on the call last week, you may not really feel too much because they've probably been released from you. But if you're brand new to the program listening tonight, wondering what we're talking about, this is extraterrestrial energies brought here by the dark side. These are dark side beings that get activated and are in your DNA. And when you get to a certain time frame on the timeline, they get activated, come alive, and they're with you. So we're here to help you release these here. So just kind of sit back and relax, and you're going to feel them leave your body. And the ones that get out of you will never come back to you. You still could have naturally more of these here. This is why we're doing two other additional sessions, which are 8 hours apiece, tomorrow and the following week on Sunday at the same time. So here we go, releasing some of these here from you. And it's quite interesting. I actually see these, and you might even see them yourself. There's a lot of people who can actually see these things leave their bodies who are a little more sensitive. And here we go. They're going out. Still, if you're feeling like your head is itching or you want to scratch it, that's perfectly normal because they are being activated now. And some people like to kind of pull their hair. That kind of relieves some of the tension, too. Let them leave you. And here we go. Okay, next we're going to do a sample of the octopus energy. And these octopus energies wrap around your body organs, you know, lungs, heart, everything inside of you they can wrap around, along with your spine. And unfortunately, that's probably why people are bent over when they get older in life, is because these energies kind of weigh pretty heavy on them, and they actually constrict you. So a lot of people, so they stand up straighter after this energy is released from them. And there's many more of these, too. This is just a sampling here, naturally. So here we go. And I have other archives on BBS Radio if you're interested in sampling those. 1010 of last year, 08, is a sampling of these critters being released here, and also 1130-07. Here we go. And we're getting these out here. There goes one tentacles out. You might feel your body shake. And they come into us at night a lot of times. They activate us. The ETs do transmit energies to us. Have you ever had your feet jump at night or your body kind of twitch, jerk, before you're going to sleep? That's the ETs attacking you. So like I said, I'm not a proponent of extraterrestrials because where are they? They're not here to help us typically. If they were, these energies would not be here. They know about them because they have much more higher technologies than us. So this is where my stand on this is here. Remember, we still have war here, and they could stop that instantly if they really loved to and wanted to. So they're just here to a lot of times give us lip service about how wonderful we are, how they're coming in the future, how the planet's going to be better. But, you know, look at each day, and it's the same as the day before. So here we go. Okay. There we go. We're going to do another energy here. We're going to do the scorpion energy. Here we go. And these things actually urinate inside of your body. I wonder why you have any fatty tissue in your body, or you feel kind of like maybe dense, we'll say, or some parts of your body may have growth inside of it, and they feel kind of solid. Well, that's probably the urine from these energies. And your body has to protect itself. So this whole process is for you. Just wondering what's happening here is I can tell you, you know, how much do you love your body? Your body would love to get these things out of you. Everybody listening has these in them, probably maybe thousands of these extraterrestrial critters inside of you, not just one or two. You know, there's probably a dozen or so life forms, and they have families, they live in you. And so this may sound kind of sci-fi, but if you watch the movie The Mist, you understand that, and also most of the sci-fi movies where you see people going out hunting or getting chased by these extraterrestrial beings that are from our planet. Here we go, coming out, some of these scorpion energies here. So if you love your body, you may want to be on this call tomorrow because your body has been tormented for a long time genetically with these things. So the whole thing is you love your body enough to want to move forward to have them released. And you want to live better. Here we go. I'm going to do one other energy. This is going to be energies inside of your joints. These are a lot of times the little caterpillar energies. And again, they walk around, poke you and, urinate inside of your joints, giving you arthritis, etc. I won't say that's the exact term for it, but you become less mobile with your, less fluid with your joints. So here we go, coming out. There we go, more's coming out of your body. Okay, now we're going to do the ants. We have ants that crawl around on our skin. So here we go, and they bite you also. I'm going to take these away now. There we go, more's coming out. These are energetic life forms, and we can't see them. If we could, you'd probably be amazed, probably horrified of what the ETs have done to us here on this planet. Like I said, this is a prison planet, and we're held captive here, and the dark side lives off of our spirit energy, and from that, it lives off our emotions and situations that we deal with here. Had a lot of people who were on the call last weekend. Some actually can think better, can see more colors. Some people had their eyesight actually change slightly. And some people had chronic pain released from them just by having the session here. Here we go. And just think of the implants that you might have inside of your body that the ETs are controlling. You like a robot. So this is also being released from you on the light ship. On the light ship, you're in quarantine. They won't allow this to come up there into the light ship. So you're on the outside of the light ship having this energy work done to you. Remember, the light cannot have darkness put into the light. Otherwise, it'll lose its spiritual integrity. So this whole process is allowing you to have more of your spirit reside in your body. Like I said, if you're not home, who is? And it's probably one of these shapeshifters also coming forward along with entities that have passed on from people who lived here, emotional bodies. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that, we really have our cards stacked against us here living on the earth plane, but this is one way to get them out of you. So here we go. And if you do come on, your children are free and so are the animals and pets that you may have. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, so it's great to hear all the different things that people have had released and the wonderful results that they're having from that. And Ron, I wanted to ask you, you talked at the beginning of the hour about how these energetic life forms get put in us, but also that implants get put in us. So could you talk about the difference between those two, what the implants are and how they kind of work and how they can affect us in different ways?
Yeah, the implants actually control you and they can be used for tracking devices too by the extraterrestrials. And they come into your consciousness and from there they can tell you what to do, what to think, how to respond. It's interesting when I go to the different lectures that I do, and people look at me with glossed over eyes. They first come in and they start hearing what I'm talking about not to connect to the darkness, not to go into the time energy, which is the mind, but to stay in your heart. And most people get it, but a lot of people who don't get it, all of a sudden you look at them and their eyes are completely glossy. Well, that's because all of a sudden the extraterrestrials heard what I was saying and they wanted to keep that person held captive. So they just numb out their mind. Put entities in them, activate certain implants, certain information, certain programming, and all of a sudden they're not connecting to their spirit because that interface comes in between your spirit and your awakening consciousness, and you're zoned out. And this happens a lot with people. So unfortunately, that's what they're doing to us here. Like I said, if the extraterrestrials that people talk about are here with love and light, they would eliminate this. And then I look at it another way. They're probably also controlled by these same ETs, so they're just giving lip service to everybody. And so they don't even know what's happening to them. So it gets to be kind of a vicious circle. At least here, the light ship now is here for the ascension process, and this is one of the things that they're doing, is to help people gain their spiritual conscience over again, to get their spirit more fully in their body. Remember, it's up to you to protect your body vessel, your body temple. I've had people who've had this healing, and I did mention that you may not want to touch anybody, hug them, or shake hands. So at first, some people said, oh, man, I can't do that because I'm used to doing it. I'm programmed in this lifetime because this is what culture in the United States does. And, you know, I'm afraid to do that. Well, a few people commented after the session saying, yeah, I got myself cleaned out. I feel great. And somebody came up to me and touched me. And all of a sudden, wham, all of a sudden I felt all this pain come into my body. I could felt these things squirming around inside of me trying to find a home. And now I understand what you're talking about. So I choose now to keep my body temple sacred. And I'm choosing now to tell all my friends, please don't touch me. Only because I don't want to pick up this stuff. And then we have the other aspect. People say, well, what about my young children? I'm not supposed to be able to hug them. Well, since you're older than they are, you probably have a lot more energy in you of these extraterrestrials than they have. So reversing it around, you don't want to imprint them with all this stuff. So it gets to be very difficult to understand. I do have on the website a special healing for the people only who've had this clearing where they can go on to it whenever they choose to. It's an unlimited healing, and it's $50. You can go on that and clean yourself out daily, if not maybe 3-4 times a day if you wish, to get rid of these energies that people have brought to you. Because remember, once you're cleaned out, you do have the consciousness that you don't want to touch anybody because you don't want to be slimed. Before that, you're probably filled full of this, and you don't know the difference because they just keep coming and doing body hopping. But once you do finally realize that you want to keep your body temple sacred, then that's one way to do that. People ask me, they say, gee, Ron, how do we keep ourselves protected? Well, the main way to keep protected is to get into your body. This is what this whole process is about. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So if you're only 20% in your body, then you're full of entities, full of these shapeshifters, ET life forms, and they're in you. And so the more that you can regain your territory of your spirit in your body, the less chance they have to come into you. So this is the whole process. It's very, very simple. A baby is fully empowered. Just that as you get older, you choose to separate yourself from the heart, and you go into mind, you go into time. And when you're in the time, in the mind, then you're in the darkness. And the body is actually in darkness because it has the genetics of all of your ancestors who lived in mind energy. So if you wish to get out of the mind energy, go to your heart, then you have a much better chance of holding your consciousness. Otherwise, the mind's going to tell you whatever you think you need to know. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then you're on the timeline, just like your natal chart. And when you go into these arenas of mind energies, into the darkness, then you're also in the darkness of the created light frequency. So everyone who's passed over, who has had a near-death experience, has went into the light of the darkness. And that light of the darkness, you can see angels and you can see whatever you choose to there. Jesus can come to you. Naturally, your relatives are going to be there, you know, if they passed over, because they're stuck here too. And they tell you what a great job you have. They may give you some nice spiritual teachings to come back to tell people about. But you're still stuck in darkness, even though you may think that it's light because you're using your mind to think about it. When you're in the heart energy, if you could get out of here, you would never probably want to come back because you don't want to experience this stuff here. So, you know, if you look upon your past lives, if you've been here more than one lifetime, then you're stuck here. And typically most people have been here since Atlantis. And you know how long you've been here because you do have remembrances of the earth plane and how it used to look. That's in your genetic memory and in your spirit memory. So you're actually stuck here because you could not do the ascension every 2,000 years because the dark side held you captive. And the light ship now is here again, you know, doing its best to help people get out of the mind energy again. And hopefully you'll be able to do the ascension process to leave. It's up to you to do this work. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago with his spiritual teachings and healing, so that you're able to catch on to leave here. And not very many people left, because most people were stuck in the head, in the mind energy and time, along with the extraterrestrials of darkness that were here then and are here now. So it's the same process, just over and over again. The same thing happening each day. And they tell you how good you're doing, what a wonderful being you are. You can look at all the different channelings on the Internet. They're all telling you the same thing. You can just put them all inside of a big hopper and turn it around and spin everything around and put your hand in and pull one out and read it for today's day, and it will sound wonderful to you, even though it could be 20, 30 years old. So anyway, only way to connect to your own divinity is going to your heart center, and that's where you want to bring in the divine energies, because your heart will never bring in darkness to you. This is where your spirit resides. So the light only draws light and will only attract light. And if you go into your mind energy, then you're going to think that you're in the light when you're in the light of the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then, Ron, would you say that the implants that that we get are able to then be passed through the DNA, or is it just kind of one body at a time?
Well, it is in your DNA. So everybody's DNA have these walking time bombs, and these little creatures hatch, and they have families, and they come through you, along with the implants. The implants are the same way. Everybody on this planet has been abducted at least a dozen times or more, and the people that are afraid of abductions, who actually think about it and know they have been up on ET ships, etc., against their free will, those people probably have been abducted 500 times or more, and they probably have children out there in some dark side universe, typically, or maybe even a universe of a creation, but regardless of where you are or where your children are, you know, you should have free choice whether you want to be in a forced abduction situation. Otherwise, you're going against free will, and this is what the light gave you, is free will, free choice. So anything beyond that is bad. So implants everybody has. It's passed on from generation to generation. And if you've been abducted and you say, yeah, I know I've been up on ships before, well, so have your parents and so have your relatives. So they're watching you. And they have implants that go off to track you to see where you are. And it goes on and on and on. So back to you, Sylvia.
So on the 17-hour healing weekend that happened last weekend, one of the things that I noticed or that a lot of people mentioned, I guess, after the light ship cleared enough of these different energetic parasites out of people, they started to find these implants that had sort of been buried probably underneath all these critters, and they started to pull those off of people and take them out of people, and immediately people started having results like being able to talk or speak their truth, where before there something, you know, was just kind of cutting off, you know, their throat or giving them a problem. So that was pretty amazing to have that be part of that healing. So is that possibly going to be taking place tomorrow as well?
Yes, everybody will experience these critters leaving them according to which ones are in them and how many there are. So it'll be the same basic thing. We could have thousands of these little critters inside of us, and each time the light ship's working with you, they'll find something new. I'm sure there's probably 100 of these or so in us, so they're just starting to work and get them out of us so that we're able to regain our spiritual awareness of our spirit. Remember, when these things are in you, they're taking up space. And the space that they're taking up will block your spirit, because your spirit doesn't want to deal with these energies. It'll keep your spirit from coming into your body fully. So if you have an octopus energy, you know, on your right shoulder, and it's been there for 10 years, you probably won't ever have a healing there, because the light can't come there. Your spirit can't come there. And this is why you're in quarantine on the light ship, because you have to get these energies released. And this is what we're doing with you, is helping to get rid of these extraterrestrial alien life forms. And just think of the sci-fi movies that you've seen. They're probably all real. What you see that maybe scares you is out there someplace. And like I said, the people who are attempting to use their mind to bring in this love energy to the planet, because the planet is supposed to be suffering, and bringing in love to the people and blah, blah, blah. They're just opening up these vortexes, stargates, being told by whoever started to do this, the practitioner doing it, the one in charge, and that person's being controlled by them, and then they get a whole bunch of people, could be thousands, if not millions, to use their spirit energy to open all this energy up so these things can come into us. You know, watch the movie The Mist. It's a good example of what happened. And there's other movies out there, too. But the whole thing is not to go outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. Once you start hearing some of my shows here and you start understanding what's really happening, for most people it takes about 6 to 10 shows to finally get on the bandwagon to really realize that they've been lied to in this lifetime and that, they need to regain their spiritual identity. And nobody can do it for you. It's up to you to do it. It's not the 100 monkey syndrome where you're going to have your neighbor and all your people on your block doing work and you're going to get it by osmosis. It doesn't work that way. You're responsible for yourself only. And that's basically it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Ronnie also mentioned that there were shapeshifters, or that actually some of these particular alien parasite life forms can act like shapeshifters. So can you explain a little bit about that? Are there shapeshifters that will get cleared in these clearings, or is that kind of a different type of clearing?
No, the shapeshifters can come into your consciousness. They can share your body. Remember, you may have 5,000 of these life forms inside of you. And so you get one that wants to appear and show itself to other people, maybe just briefly, maybe for a tenth of a second, and that's what looks out of your eyes, and all of a sudden the person has a weird-looking face on them. Or maybe you look at somebody and you see like a scorpion, or you see, an octopus standing there. Then you look again and shake your head, and the person's, who they really are. Well, they're just sharing your body, and they happen to come forward enough in consciousness to show you who's really looking at you. I'm sure everybody listening has seen somebody at some point in their life that really freaked them out all of a sudden, or they saw something that was very disturbing in somebody, but then your mind didn't know where to put it, so you just thought that you were imagining something. Well, you probably weren't. You were actually seeing that life form that's in somebody looking at you or walking there. So it's very scary. I've had people comment and say, yeah, I saw this person walking down the street with tentacles coming out of it, or I saw a person walking and they had a long tail. I saw a person that was in front of me, and all of a sudden their eyes changed. They became green-colored, looked like a squished grape, And, that's just the way it is. These people live here. Or they look at somebody, and they're talking to them, all of a sudden their eyes became all black, and that scared them. Or they saw maybe horns coming out of their head. Well, this is extraterrestrial life forms that are coming forward. And people, that you're talking to, not even know that they exist inside of them. And they're living with you and among you and through you. So this is why you need to get your spirit more into your body to get these things out of you. These healings that we're doing, everybody on this planet should have this. And if we had this, we'd probably have a better life here. And this is the whole process of what we're doing, is to get people to understand that you're not alone in your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And this is why you want to have these things rooted out of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see if we have any questions on the fast chat. I guess we have a question about basically how many implants does a person usually have in them?
That's a good question. I would say I'd probably start at about maybe a couple hundred and go from there, okay? So I hope that answers your question. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so, would you like to activate the light being for everyone?
Sure, so let's bring the light being in here. And if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, and it's about an inch on your scroll bar down underneath the blinking flower. And we're going to bring in the male energies this time here. Here we go. And we do other clearings, too. We do barcode releases to help your spirit leave the earth plane here. Remember, when it comes in here, it has a barcode put on it. Your body has an abduction barcode. This is why the ETs can track you and how they can track you. So you have a barcode on your body, also in your genetics, so they find you instantly. And they can remote control you. That should be pretty obvious for those people listening who's heard previous shows or just kind of ask your spirit. It's very obvious to myself and probably most people listening here. Your mind has a barcode on it to communicate the negativity to you so that when you're starting to get more sense, your mind control barcode goes off by the ETs connecting to you, listening to what you're saying, and then all of a sudden you go sideways. You stop listening. Your spirit gets cut off from hearing you, and all of a sudden you're in mind energy completely. And then you start daydreaming. Here we go. And the light beam feels very, very nice. So there you go. And I worked with one gentleman back east, and he said he had a problem with his eyes. Couldn't really see too well off and on, kind of like fuzziness. So I was working with him, and I said, boy, it looks like there's a camera attached to your right eye. I previously worked on his left eye. So I worked on the right eye, and all of a sudden, within a minute, we pulled it out. The light ship did, I'll say. And all of a sudden, his right eye, the other eye was, I believe, brown in color, and his right eye turned completely black. And it took probably about, maybe a few minutes to maybe a half an hour to actually stabilize. So he had something in there that shouldn't have been there. He didn't know about it. He just felt, that his vision wasn't exactly right, but he knew something was going on because it would change now and then. And this is probably true with everybody. So he was probably tagged throughout his lifetime being abducted, and this is what they did to him so that he was able to watch life here remotely by some other extraterrestrial life form somewhere else. And you still probably have similar things in your ears where they can actually listen to you and also look out of your eyes too. So all this technology is here. Just you have to get kind of in the sci-fi realm to really understand it. So we're going to energize the light beam some more. Here we go. What's that one song? I got you under my skin. You know, there's a lot of cliches that we say. You know, one of the songs, do the jerk, a dance. Many things that we talk about that were probably stated maybe 20 years ago. I don't have anything offhand here, but there's quite a few of them that you could probably think about. Like the cobwebs in your mind. Anyway, there's a lot of them. Just think of them yourself. They're probably all these things, You just think of a person and says, boy, you're really crabby. Well, what does that mean? Well, there's E.T. crabs in you. So we get really weird sayings, but that's just telling you what it is. And I'm sure the E.T.s love hearing that. Yeah, feeling crabby, being crabby, I'm sure all of you can relate to a lot of these things here. So the light beam is being activated more here. And you may feel your room changing. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, we have a question from Chris, and the question is, what are the big clearings to get us back into our bodies?
Boy. Well, you want to start out with your emotional clearing. That is the first thing to do. To get into your body, I do many of these clearings. I'd say do what I'm doing right now. Get on the call tomorrow and on Sunday. Whatever you can do to clean out your densities, and I'll just say it in a different way, whatever you can do to clean out judgment in your body, that's preventing your body tempo from being full of spirit is what you want to clear out. Everybody has different stuff in this lifetime. So you want to clear out this lifetime and then go back into the past. And I do 7 generational clearings. I can go back further if that's needed. You can click on my list of services underneath the light bean and just see what's there. I have other ones, too, that I can add to this one. You can do online healings. So if you're listening out of the country, just go on there, use PayPal, and have the clearings done. They work perfectly. And I'd recommend probably for most of them is to get your unlimited clearing. That way you can go on any time you wish and have yourself cleared out, especially on the emotional clearing. So I'd say if you're going to do any clearings at all, you want to do the emotional and the mental for sure, and get the emotional unlimited and the mental unlimited done to those there. If you're a person who is empathic, we have an empathic clearing. If you're very sensitive, we have one for sensitivity, which is a sensory body. And if you're the person that lives in trauma, we have a trauma body. But there's many, many types of clearings, and they're all beneficial, all helping you come back into your body for wholeness. And this is the whole thing, is that the body here is living in darkness, which means that you're living in darkness because the body has it built into its genetics. The dark side brought it that way here. And the only way for you to survive is to get out of it so you can have a nicer life here and to get rid of the traumas, because you're going to be recycling these daily, and it'll just be people coming into your life over and over again and bringing you your issues back to you. You got to think you're under my skin. Yeah, that's true. Take my breath away. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Joy. And I guess I've seen here like shit on my liver. That's great. But there's all kinds of different sayings that we have had. Just think of them. And these are the ETs. Probably each time you say that, they go, wow, they found out who I am. This is great. They understand this now. You know, the dark side always has a way of talking to us because they want to hear the acknowledgement how bad they're doing. So they like to look around. They always give you a warning, you know, before they zap you. So everything that they talk about and that's been said, they always give a little clue because they want to actually see if they're coming through or not. So we have a lot of these sayings that, you know, we have passed around from generation to generation. The sad thing to me, unfortunately, is that right now and probably in the past, a lot of the young children now are wearing, from maybe last Christmas and so forth, there's T-shirts with the octopus energy on it. Good grief. Here you are resonating with the octopus energy. So you have that with you, and they're going to come right into that life form that you're wearing. Just think of the people who have skulls on their T-shirt. The same thing. Those are the ETs also up in the clouds. You can see their faces, you know, at probably, 10 to 15,000 feet. They're all up there. That's all the ships that people see. The flat-bottom ships, the cloaked ET ships that are here, they're all over the place. Go get a DVD and rent one. You're going to see them in almost every movie. They're here doing mind control patterns on you. So anyway, we need to get rid of these creepy crawlers out of us here, these things that inhabit our bodies, so that we can become more spiritual with our spirit. And, your body, now that it knows it, would like to have this healing because it's been suffering with these things through all of its genetic lifetime. So it's up to you to come forward. So you can give me a call if you wish. You know, that's easy to do, or just go on and pay for it on the website. It's there. If you want to do one session tomorrow, 8 hours, it's $175. Your children are free, and so are your pets and animals. If you were on the call last weekend, then the cost for that is $100. So, geez, you know, it's very affordable. So it's up to you if you want to get these things out of you. And your body would love it. You know, just don't allow the implants to say no, because a lot of them are going to be balking at the bit inside of you saying, oh, I can't afford that. You know, I need to go on this date or do this and that. Well, you know, I'm only going to be doing so many of these things. It takes a lot of energy, especially 8 hours of healing continuous. So, back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we can go to the light ship pretty soon here.
Yeah, it sounds
any
good.
Any ideas here? Anything else we need to talk about?
Oh, it's interesting. We have Kyle on the fast chat, and after you were talking about the gentleman with the camera implant in his eye, Kyle typed in that he saw someone just like that 2 days ago. So that's very interesting. Yeah, sometimes it is very strange what you see when you look at people.
It just takes to have more awareness. Remember, your spirit is going to show you these things. If you're unaware, oblivious, then you're living in mind energy, and you're not really going to notice it. When you start connecting more to your spirit and your heart center, you're going to start feeling and sensing that you don't want to be here. Remember, the mind is going to tell you that how wonderful it is here, that you should be here, where that your heart's going to say, we better get the hell out of here, you know, because we're living in this density, and it's up to you, the person listening right now, to do that, you know. And like I said, the light does not ever promote itself. You already have the light with you. So the light's not going to come on a gigantic email, saying they're going to come down here at 12 o'clock on Friday and blast a planet full of light. No, it doesn't do that. What it will do is have ascension, then nothing will be here. But short of that, the light never promotes itself because it's already inside of everybody living on this planet. So everything that people do to promote the light, you're using darkness energy because the darkness wants you to attach to these extraterrestrial life forms. And they will bring to you the beautiful light pictures and everything else. Remember that that's the trap. You must go to your spirit to see if it's true or not. And your spirit's going to say, of course it's not true. You already have it with you. Why do you need more of it? You already have it. So you are connected automatically to the light. You don't have to go outside of yourself. And the mind energy is going to tell you differently. This is why you want to get inside of your heart center and live your life there. So.
Yeah. So one more question, Ron, before we go to the ship. And we have Annika asking about... how many barcodes do we have on us, two or three?
Well, we have three for sure. There may be some more. The light ship hasn't brought any more forward for me to release. But we do have a spirit barcode, which keeps you incarnating here. This is your forced reincarnation pattern. And then your body wants to do the ascension, too. And so it has a barcode on it for abductions. So if you've been abducted before, which everybody has, but if you know about your abductions, then you want to get this thing taken off of your poor body because it doesn't like to be abducted. And then you have the mind barcode, which is used to interface the extraterrestrial thoughts to your awakening consciousness to block out your spirit from communicating with you. This is why I say people's eyes get glossed over when you talk to them about this stuff. Or all of a sudden they say, oh, this doesn't sound like my Catholic Church talking to me. There goes that implant off. They start running a tape, which they have plenty of, to tell you about something else, to talk to you about Mother Mary or Jesus or something, and then all of a sudden you're on a whole different tangent because they activate an implant into you. So there are maybe other barcodes. I haven't discovered those yet. And to me, it makes no difference, but you have to get these things off of you. This is why we're doing this session this weekend, so that you can regain more territory in your body. Remember, the more spirit you have residing in the body, the more protection you're going to have. And most people are 20% of their body, so you don't have much at all. And if you keep asking for help and help, are you asking your spirit for help, or are you asking for the God plane energy to help you, the mind energy? Are you praying to God outside of yourself? You know, then you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. You know, this is what Jesus taught. Very, very simplistic teachings. You just have to catch on to it and realize that you've been lied to in this lifetime. That's the whole process. So let's go to the light ship, unless we have another question there, Sylvia.
Well, I just wanted you to maybe give your phone number, because I know there's not much time between now and 10 a.m. Pacific tomorrow. So for the people that want to still get on to that 8-hour healing session tomorrow, how can they contact you and what do they need to know?
Okay, yeah. The phone number is on the website, creationlightship.com. And if you have a pencil and paper, it's very easy. It's 1-877-384-3257. 877-384-3257. And you can go to PayPal on the website too and connect there and just give me a call. There's plenty of time between now and tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so I'll be up and I'll be able to answer my messages on the telephone if I'm not here, if I'm talking to someone else. So there's no problem. Just connect with me. You can send me a check in the mail. That's no problem. information is on the website under donation. Just go there, and you can find out where to send it to. So I don't need to receive it before the session. The Lightship honors you, and they'll work with you as long as you send payment. So here we go. We're going to go to the Lightship now. And also, you know, check out the website and go on to the archives. If you're kind of curious about what we're talking about, you can go on the archives, 10-10-08 and 11-30-07. So here we go. This will not work on the archives because of our extraterrestrial intervention that's here. I don't want you to think you're going to the light ship. And the mind control energy will say that you're going there. I don't want you to become abducted because you're using your free will to go someplace. You cannot go to the light ship without myself taking you up there. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, you can. You cannot bring people. People have to show up on their own to come to me to have this process done. So here we go. We're connecting with all of you listening right now. We're going to go to the light ship. This is for physical healing. You want to request one thing. We'll be in many rooms, and they'll be doing different things to you, but if you have one modality that you want to connect with and work with, they can do that. And like I said, you will be in quarantine in rooms that have darkness in them, so this is up to you to get rid of this darkness to come forward so that you can have a healing. If you've been looking for a healing for maybe 20, 30 years, you haven't got it yet, well, it's probably because you have these extraterrestrial critters inside of you, and the light cannot work with that because they need to get it out of you first. So here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. We're going into the first room. Our animals and pets are leaving us, and we're having our body scanned, and the healings are between you and the light being doctors on the creation light ship. And if you're a seer, you're going to be able to sense their energy some way. We're going down a long hallway, and it curves slightly to the right. On the left side are the windows to the light ship, and we're being greeted. And the first room that we're going into is where the hot tubs are, and they're going to help us to do some detoxification. So we're in different color gels, and I'll try to just speed this up a little bit here. We'll be in these rooms until we come back, and our time is kind of moving forward here. Remember, being on this show, doing this, I'm out of time. And when you have to watch time, it goes by very quickly. So here we go. The next room we're going into is a pain release room. So if you have any pain in your body, definitely just, you know, request a healing right now, and the light beings will see what they can do for you. The next room we're going into is a room where they have one of their beautiful waterfalls. These are all separate rooms on the light ship. And these are all typically like earth-based rooms, so we can understand what they are. And this waterfall has golden light water. And they're also giving us some of this golden water to drink. And it's about a half a teaspoon. So here we go. We're having it right now. And you have it in your hand going into your mouth, so you might be able to actually taste the water inside of your mouth, and you're having this wonderful water come around you for cleansing. And if you can't come on the call tomorrow, if you're really interested, I have a lot of people who are coming on at absentee. So I just need your name, and you can come on to it, and I'll take you up for the 8 hours of time for an absentee healing on it. Here we go again. Going into a second room. That's adjacent to the waterfall room, and this is where the dolphins are. So if you want to have a dolphin experience swimming with the dolphins, you're going to be doing that right now. The water that you're in is silver, sparkles like diamonds. It's very light, does not touch your skin ever. And if you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can feel the energy of a dolphin. So just everybody put their hands out in front of their body, palms forward, and you're going to find that you're going to feel some friction there. Probably about 10 inches away from your body. And move your hands up and down, and you can actually feel the texture of the dolphin skin. There we go. Going into one other room right now. And remember, these teams have three doctors. We're going to go into a room where they have crystals. So if you like crystal energy, we're going into the room where they have some beautiful silver points. These start off at about a 6-inch diameter on the base, and some can be about 30 foot in length. And we're in this room levitating, And each crystal is conscious, a conscious being, just like your spirit is, and they'll do energy work with you. So you might start to feel your body vibrating, buzzing, which is the energy being transferred on the light ship to you. And down here, you're actually feeling what's happening down here in this physical realm. So you're connected to the light ship. You're being, in a sense, being back and forth continuously out of time. And you're in this special link from the light ship to you right now. We're going into one other location. And we're going into the room where they're going to work with our lungs and our heart. And they're going to bring in oxygen number 16 right now. So you may want to take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a couple of times. And here comes number 16 oxygen. And you may start to feel your breathing changing. And we're going into another location. And this room here is where they have pink energy. There's different color frequencies on the light ship for healing. The colors that's on the light ship more than likely will not resonate to what's down here. They have their own frequency, but it will look pink to you. So we're having the pink energy right now. So if you tried pink down here, it would not be the same. And here it comes. You're on the light ship having this pink energy coming into your body. You might feel your cells being energized with it. We're going into a room now where they're going to work with our immune system. So people who have problems with your immune system, they're going to help you out with that right now. Remember, we're out of time on the light ship, and we're in special healing rooms right now. And our time is kind of coming to a close a little bit here, so we'll go into a couple more rooms and we'll be coming back. We're going to go into another room, and this room is where they have the golden whales, another room for swimming in the water, and the same water like the dolphins are in. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds, so the golden whales are going to be working with you. And we're bringing in one more oxygen. This is number 52. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a couple of times. You're going to feel number 52 oxygen coming to you. Here we go. This is great. And we'll do number 50 oxygen. Take another deep breath. Here it comes to you. Oh, this feels wonderful. And we're going to go into a room where they're working with our ankles. So if we have any ligament problems, tendon problems, they're working with knees and ankles right now. Also with rotator cuffs on your shoulders. So request your healing if you have a past injury, you know, maybe years ago, decades ago. They can look at that. Remember, whatever you've dealt with in this lifetime is with you right now. So if you twisted your ankle when you were 3 years of age, that pain and that trauma is still with you. This is why we do many, many clearings to release this stuff out of you so it doesn't recycle. So once you walk into that energy, it's always with you. And it can cause you future problems and prevent you from healing. So we're going to now come back from the light ship. We'll bring in one more oxygen before I come back. Number 57. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. And there we go. So let's come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the doctor teams of light beings for working with us. The healings are between you and them only. And they're describing to you what they performed with you this evening. And if you're intuitive enough, you're going to have that information. And if you're not, it's still okay. Doesn't matter what you believe. You're on the light ship right now if you're listening to this call. And like I said, this call will not work on the archives because of ET abduction that's still going on here. Remember, there's thousands and thousands of ETs that are preying upon us here. So we're coming back right now, and our animals and pets are coming to us, they're joining us, they're coming back down. I'll count to 10 so you can actually feel the energy from the light ship, this beautiful love energy, leave you as you come down through this beautiful tunnel. So here we go. You feel the disconnection probably when I hit number 2. So 1... 2, or I'll go backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now you're in the Earth consciousness here, the link going to the light ship is disconnected from you. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, for all those that are coming on the call, the 8-hour call tomorrow, I just wanted to say make sure to check your email, because I think I noticed earlier there were an email sent out with new phone numbers and new PIN numbers for that, if I'm not mistaken. And also, I think earlier in the week we talked about it starting at noon and starting actually at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So make sure you note those changes, and hopefully a lot of you will be able to attend that incredible healing and change your life. So I guess that's it for me. I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone. And thank you, Ron, for another wonderful night on the light ship.
You're very welcome, so hope to have you on the call tomorrow to regain your spiritual consciousness and to actually protect your body, keep your body temple sacred and holy. This is what this call is about, so integration of spirit within your body. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow. If not, we'll see you on Monday, so don't miss out. I hope the implants don't go off on you to tell you not to do this, because it's very, very beneficial. So blessings to all of you. See you later. Bye, everyone.